Annex A, Section 3. RT broadcasts support for other Russian interests in areas such as foreign and energy policy. Bullet point. RT runs anti-fracking programming, highlighting environmental issues and the impacts on public health. This is likely reflective of the Russian government's concern about the impact of fracking and U.S. natural gas production on the global energy market and the potential challenges to Gazprom's profitability, parenthesis 5 October, end parenthesis, end bullet point. Next bullet point. RT is a leading media voice opposing Western intervention in the Syrian conflict and blaming the West for waging, quote, information wars, end quote, against the Syrian government, parenthesis, RT, 10 October, 9 November, end parenthesis, end of bullet point. Next bullet point. In an earlier example of RT's messaging in support of the Russian government, during the Georgia-Russia military conflict, the channel accused Georgians of killing civilians and organizing a genocide of the Ossetian people. According to Simonian, when, quote, the Ministry of Defense was at war with Georgia, end of quote, RT was, quote, waging an information war against the entire Western world, end of quote, parenthesis, Kommersant, 11 July, end of parenthesis, and end of bullet point. In recent interviews, RT's leadership has candidly acknowledged its mission to expand its U.S. audience and to expose it to Kremlin messaging. However, the leadership rejected claims that RT interferes in U.S. domestic affairs. Bullet point. Simonian claimed in popular arts magazine Afisha on 3 October, quote, it is important to have a channel that people get used to, and then, when needed, you show them what you need to show. In some sense, not having our own foreign broadcasting is the same as not having a Ministry of Defense. When there is no war, it looks like we don't need it. However, when there is a war, it is critical. End of quote. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. According to Simonian, quote, the word propaganda has a very negative connotation, but indeed there is not a single international foreign TV channel that is doing something other than promotion of the values of the country that it is broadcasting from, end of quote. She added that, quote, when Russia is at war, we are, of course, on Russia's side, end of quote. Parenthesis, Afisha, 3 October, Kommersant, 4 July. End parenthesis. End of bullet point. Next bullet point. TV Novosti director Nikolov said on 4 October to the Association of Cable Television that RT builds on worldwide demand for, quote, an alternative view of the entire world, end of quote. Simonian asserted on 3 October in Afisha that RT's goal is, quote, to make an alternative channel that shares information unavailable elsewhere, end of quote, in order to, quote, conquer the audience, end quote, and expose it to Russian state messaging. Parenthesis, Afisha, 3 October, Kommersant, 4 July. End of parenthesis, end of bullet point. Next bullet point. On 26 May, Simonian tweeted with irony, quote, Ambassador McFaul hints that our channel is interference with U.S. domestic affairs, and we, sinful souls, were thinking that it is freedom of speech. End quote. End of bullet point. End of Annex A, Section 3.